What is up, everyone? Welcome to another special edition of Throwdown. We will be doing a live reaction of the Bethesda E3 press conference. I'm your host, Carlos Romero, and I am joined here by Mr. Adam Vale. All Day Digital. Dana Abercrombie. Dana, you're muted, by the way. Mr. Brian Manjoma. Woohoo. Mr. Chris Seeley. Alright, so I think the conference is going to start maybe like in 2 minutes, so let's little buffer in between. Any thoughts on what might be? Oops. By the way, I didn't notice this, but everyone was muted during the introductions. So my bad. Yeah, Adam's here. All Day Digital's here. Dana's here. Brian and Chris is here. So yeah, what do you guys think is going to be in this conference? Obviously Fallout, Rage. Anything else? Maybe a Doom 2.
I want another Doom. Yeah, I want another Doom.
Yeah, and man.
I want to see some more Starfield, yeah. Right? Starfield, I think so.
That's right. To use that Adam phrase, it's Sucker Free Sunday, man. So I expect Doom 2.
That's it.
I expect Elder Scrolls 6 with a map about 20 size the times of the Earth. Yeah. Like 50 continents to explore and about like 10 billion
You're
hours.
Ambitious.
Here we go. 10.
Here we go.
9.
Fallout 4 for Switch.
7.
Oh, man.
Ooh. W.
And the Evil Within 2. All DLCs.
Ooh. Nice one. Oh, not the blue hair.
Well, they rented out a bigger hole than EA, man.
We come from different backgrounds, from different countries. We have different interests and different points of view. We aren't all developers, but it takes all of us, every one of us, to make these games. A job we take very seriously.
Telling you, they always hype it up. They make this look like the best place to work ever, you know?
This one looks like on top of the surface.
Mm-hmm. We keep the teams happy and fed. We keep our fans happy.
I wonder if this is the same video they showed at New Hires. You know when you go to you start a company and they make you watch
a corny thing?
Maybe. Like,
this is the way you pick up a box.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Like,
bend your knees.
Nah, this is bullshit, man. They don't go back outside.
Oh, and they got table tennis. They're doing table tennis. You saw it here. You saw it here first.
Yeah, it's going to be a mini game at Elder Scrolls. Games as diverse as the
people who make them. I'm not going to lie. This doesn't give me hype for the show when they show this first.
Yeah.
This is like the end. They should do the end with this, like outro.
We are all Bethesda Softworks.
Her voice sounds kind of crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm. You can start the show.
Oh, God.
Who thought this was a good idea?
What is this?
This should have been on YouTube. I don't know why this stuff.
Why are they showing all this old stuff?
Wow.
Why is Skyrim still there?
Man, the game that'll like never die. Old. Yep.
Bro, if they announce Elder Scrolls, they win E3.
And now, please welcome Bethesda's Global Senior Vice President, Pete Hines.
Come on, Pete, show me the goods.
I keep getting this pop-up from Amazon. This. It's a pre-order.
Thank you!
Is listening
Thank
to your
you guys
TV.
Very much. You sound good. I love you too. You look good. You guys ready to go? As Paula said, my name is Pete Hines, and I'm delighted to be back on stage for Bethesda's fourth annual E3 showcase. Now, we've got all kinds of surprises in store for you tonight. So whether you're here with us in the audience or you're one of the millions who are watching around the world, settle in, get ready for the very best in gaming. Our theme this year is Create, and it's a theme embraced by our 10 studios spread around the globe, the incredibly talented folks who make the Bethesda games that you'll soon be playing. But as you saw in our intro video, it's not just developers. Everyone at Bethesda is a part of the team that brings our games to life, and that extends to all of you.
Wasn't that the for the Evil Within? Wasn't that one of those studios?
You create your own adventures, stories.
It's a guy who does it. Used to be the Resident Evil guy.
Passion for games.
I think it's one of his studios. So.
To strive for excellence. The past year has been an exciting one for Bethesda as we released some of the best games of 2017. Games like Prey, Dishonored: Death of the Outsider, The Evil Within 2. Wolfenstein 2. We even released exciting updates for The Elder Scrolls Online. We brought full open world VR with Fallout 4 and Skyrim, plus Doom VFR. And we even released our first two games for the Nintendo Switch. So we were thrilled when Metacritic named us the top publisher in the industry with the highest overall review scores across all of our games. But tonight is about the future. We're here to show you where we're headed and the games that we're creating that you'll soon be playing, the worlds that you'll be inhabiting in the next year and beyond. So, we're starting with a game that we announced a few weeks ago through our friends at Walmart Canada.
Shit, if anything,
perhaps
it helped them.
Best known for their low prices and ability to keep a secret.
At least
so let's
acknowledging
get things
it.
Started with a look at Rage 2.
Is that him? Yeah, that is. Andrew WK, yeah. Yes.
All right! Wow, they brought him out there?
Yeah, WK, man.
Yo, he doesn't age.
No, he does not.
Are you ready to rage?
Apparently, we didn't come to look at games.
So,
came to a concert.
Yeah, Microsoft won today, for sure.
Well, I think they're going to show it while he's playing. That's what I'm assuming.
Okay, yeah, okay.
When did Bethesda turn into Ubisoft?
Just now.
Why? Look at them. They all look awkward. Oh, man.
This is what happens when you put some good metal in Doom. After that, they're like, well, we gotta keep bringing metal. We gotta keep bringing rock and roll. This is what people want to see at the shows.
Her face. She looks so confused.
Is Tony in that Paris conference? I wonder if he's going crazy.
Is that Andrew K?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, that's him.
What the fuck, though?
He parties hard.
That's how he gets it. That's how he stays in shape.
He's wearing the same dirty t-shirt he was like 15 years ago. It looks like he's going to a painting job and just decided to play guitar.
Well, he talked one time about this outfit, because that's his outfit. He says that he used to deliver gaming machines and gumball machines. And that, you know, those when you go to a laundromat and those coin operated machines, that was his job. He would refill those. And so he had, they said, a uniform, and it was the white pants, and it was like that off color white shirt with the logo of the company. So he said he just liked wearing it. And of course, he doesn't show the logo, but he's still wearing the dirty white shirt and white pants. Shit, I'm sorry. I thought they were going to do it during gameplay. It looks like this is a show.
I don't understand what's going on.
Okay.
Why?
Start back. Oh, unless this is a song made for the game. That's one thing I can think.
I mean, no, it's an ASL.
This is Get Ready to Die? I don't remember this.
Get Ready to Die is an old song.
I never heard. All right.
I've gone to his concerts. He was touring in New York. Like, I've heard this live.
Okay.
Like, this is an old song. And they may have put it in the marketing for Rage 2. I doubt it's in a game, unless it's an Easter egg. But this is pointless.
Well, I know this much: we're definitely going to get a copyright strike in this fucking video.
Yeah, man.
Oh boy.
Ah, man.
They need to fix that system, their algorithm. It's not our fault.
Let's give it up again.
Looks like Kevin Nash.
What the hell is this to do?
Song for Rage 2.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tim Willits, and I am the studio director at id Software.
And
I'm slow. I think I'm behind you by like 10 seconds.
Maybe.
And we're here to say.
Oh, that does look like Kevin Nash.
Rage is back.
Like if he was doing DDP yoga.
Now we had
DDP yoga and put a little color.
When we started planning Rage 2, and we needed the right studio to bring our vision to life.
Oh my god!
No! Don't wave the hand. Let's talk about please.
Avalanche Studios games.
He had a bad joke.
As we're about to show you, they delivered big time.
Is that Kevin Nash?
See, that's what I'm saying. What are we waiting for? What are they doing?
Something broken. Well, it is Bethesda, so yeah.
This isn't fun.
Oh, I think the prompt stopped working.
Yeah. Oh God.
That dude's
this is
speaking for everyone at Avalanche Studios.
The cringe meter is rising.
To come through for us.
I think that the teleprompter, because he was looking and they kept looking forward, nothing happened.
But even more exciting than that has been to work with these guys at id Software.
So he's just winging it.
These guys invented the first-person shooter.
Is Tony at this? It's not for Tony.
Please, I don't know.
And they still make
it. Please clap.
We need to fill in the time.
So it's been a really great collaboration.
No, fill in the time, show the goddamn game.
Man, what?
World shooter you have ever played.
Why is he so tall? It's freakishly tall.
Well, the other guy's really short.
Devoid of
you can tell by the mic. Look at the mic.
Everybody started drinking. You're losing the audience.
Ranger of the wasteland.
I saw Seema come out.
He's really short.
Guns, the powers you'll use.
I'm still playing Rage. Combat, I went back to it, trying to finish that.
You know, the crazy open world.
Yeah, it is.
But I got the platinum. You
got the platinum?
To
cool.
See mm-hmm. the game.
I just finished the crazy hospital thing for the doctor. That shit was
good.
Oh, man, that was nuts.
Playing on PC or Xbox?
Xbox.
Is it back compatible?
Damn right. $5, man, because of this whole convention thing.
Oh my god.
Let's check it out.
That's why I was like, shit, I'll go back to that.
Yeah.
$5.
By the way, guys, the Yankees game is going on right now. I could show that if that's more entertaining. Than this.
Oh, wait, don't hate.
Oh, they started?
They started.
What?
Extinction event.
80% of the Earth's population dead.
God turned his back on humanity long ago. It wasn't a war. It wasn't global warming. It was a
oh shit, almost mutants?
This is a new story.
Shithole. Parents murdered. An orphan of
see, they could have just showed that. Why do we need a concert?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Maybe the guy's a fan. Oh, you know, he could be a fan of the games, you know? Wants to do it. Freebie. Can't say no to a rock star, you know?
Should have did that after the show. Like...
Yeah,
wait, so you guys are saying it's not a sequel to the first one, really?
It's a side story. It looks like because he said, I was born here. I grew up in this. As opposed to the first one, you're part of the last surviving member of the old world.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a sequel. It just seems like another story in that world.
Yep. Oh, she's saying it now.
Hello, E3.
Oh, it looks good.
The world of Rage 2. In a moment,
are the authorities still there?
I guess so.
Spaceport mission, where Walker, our main protagonist, is out to find a rare artifact that will aid him in his quest to take down the authority.
Well, your guy has a voice now. That's cool.
Doctor, I'm approaching the Eden Space Center.
Ah, yes, I forgot to say.
And the doctor.
Damn, it looks good.
Yeah, this looks pretty good.
Likely slay them first before pulling down the eco pod from orbit and securing.
Looks like a really good frame rate.
Yeah, well, so did the Rage footage when we first saw it.
Oh man, it became Road Blasters. I'm in. When did that happen?
It's Avalanche. That's when it happened because they did the Mad Max and all that. They got used to it. So.
What Mad Max?
I can't wait to destroy Brian in this.
Doctor, made it to the Space Center.
Keep your wits about you, Walker.
Hey, what kind of jump did he just?
Oh, it's back.
What?
Behind their playful appearance, they are very, very dangerous.
I'm sold. I'm sold on it.
I like it.
I like the drive.
A boomerang thing's back.
Yeah, man.
The wing stick. I love that thing.
Those are awesome. Ooh, they sped it up now, so it looks really cool.
Did he just, like, super speed run into...
Yep.
What, does he have mute powers? Oh, he's got the glaive from Crawl, man. I'm sold.
He's got rage, bro.
He's got the
rage. Those are wing sticks. Yeah, they were in the first game. They're really cool. You make them.
Come on, you know what that is. You grew up in the
80s.
That's
Crow,
man.
Yeah, damn right it is. Damn right it is.
What? Explosions look bad, though.
What see, but then the one in Crow was like an original.
This is pre-alpha footage, so...
Oh, because this is distracting.
Oh, this gun. It just reminds you of, like, Call of Duty or something. Something about it.
Oh, it sings.
Wow.
Oh, then maybe I'm ahead of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You'll see
I'm the shotgun part.
I see a shotgun came out. You shot the guy in the nuts.
You'll see the assault rifle and the scope that's on it. Reminds you of Call of Duty.
Well, I mean, it's probably based off of a real gun. They just embellished it. Call of Duty's is based all on.
Gunplay still looks nice.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and a little window popped up on my screen. Rage 2 Collector's Edition. Click here to order on Amazon.
Yeah, everyone's connected. The government's listening. Buy that game.
I go digital. Just like all day digital here. That's all I do. Just digital.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get collectors for this one.
Unless it comes with that weird head that we just saw. Because that's when it popped up. That makes you wonder if that's real. Yeah.
Yo, aliens? Sold.
down. The eco pod made it.
No, and so does the authority. Hurry, get the untainted nanotrites and get
shit,
out.
I'm just glad the guy has a voice.
For you, there is an extra.
Yeah. Oh, he's not a silent protagonist.
Something that will make
yeah,
and
then rage.
Elevator's still running. So far, so good.
No, he's on the mutants.
Looks like Ranger Walker's gonna get a bit of a boost today.
Oh shit, he does have some kind of. He seems to be surprised by it too. He's like, oh shit.
Wow.
His reactions remind me of the first Prey. When the guy goes to fight the alien, said, what the fuck is this? Oh shit! Oh my god! He's screaming the whole time.
What, oh, what is that thing that landed that he got in? It's a, like a UFO?
I don't know.
Oh, damn, football player.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, the wings, they feel so good.
Oh, I am ahead of you guys. Yeah, that game, that song is in the game.
Oh, okay.
They still shouldn't have had the concert.
Alright, so, yeah, they licensed it. Oh, all we needed was this. We can hear the song. Like, he didn't need to play it. Or play
Spring
this 29th. Happening on the screen.
This is good. I wonder if it's got a multiplayer. The other one had multiplayer.
This looks multiplayer. You know,
they didn't mention that. They just said seamless open world, all that stuff. I didn't see anything with multiplayer. Next year, guys. Next year.
Bethesda Softworks, Christian Van Hoos.
Don't worry about it. We got you next year.
Elder Scrolls Legends.
How's
That's
it going,
not
everybody?
The best. I'm a Hearthstone player.
Community manager
for yeah, Hearthstone's Elder fun. There's a card game also in Rage.
The past year, we is have taken what
yeah.
I think is the best.
It's when you go to the bar. When you're in a bar, there's a guy in a corner, and
new
you have to
cards,
get a deck.
Modes,
once you buy the deck, you can
play. And much more.
Yo, Adam Miguel says,
to push
I hope it doesn't have crafting.
Further. So tonight,
shit. Well, it doesn't. The other one didn't have crafting. Well, no, it did. That's right. But you know what? It was simple crafting because it can auto-build for you. So you just pick up shit, and then in the menu, it'll say, hey, you want to build this stuff? Just press X.
Later this year.
So that's better than actually having to bring it in somewhere and have them do it and have to match things up. I didn't want to build.
But there's no reason to wait.
And also, your weapons don't
Apple
deteriorate. So you were just crafting supplies, not a gun.
Download the Elder Scrolls Legends
who let the
for
kid
free
on the stage
tonight on PC, mobile,
that dude,
or tablet.
That dude does look
any
pretty
progress
young.
You make in the
Go
game,
home, Kevin.
He looked
console versions.
Football player that they had during Ubisoft. With the high waters and the guy with
and
the
now,
champion.
Let's take a look at the
belt.
Oh, you mean the
Legends.
EA?
Yeah. See why this isn't just.
Oh, EA. I'm sorry.
Game, we'll soon be
oh, she's on her phone. Are they doing this? Oh, this is a.
I played it. It's okay.
Small. One game is all it takes. But Legends never stay simple. Never stay small. This is action. This is story. This is competition.
Wait, we're back on mobile
this
again.
This is easy to pick.
Yeah.
This is what's happening.
This is hard.
That, it's been a recurring theme, man.
Oh, is that?
This is a 5-minute train ride.
I look like Winona Ryder.
5 hours.
No, I wasn't.
This is for any way you play. This is for.
Oh my god, man!
Play.
Twitch is.
This is for strategy
man,
fans.
He's freaking.
This is for those
ads.
Who want magic. At
You're getting it too. You see? I
yeah.
told you this is like out of control now. I'm getting another one for Elder Scrolls.
Yep.
I'm watching out for YouTube.
Are born. This yeah. is for you.
No, don't. We'll stop it with the CG. Oh, and oh, you do crossplay. Who cares?
From ZeniMax Online Studios, Matt oh. Firer.
Man, how do you follow up Rage 2 with this shit? My testosterone went up and then I drank soy. What the hell is this?
Thanks, everyone. I'm Matt Firer, I'm the game director on the Elder Scrolls Online. thank you. Before I get started tonight, I just want to do a shout-out. It was really great we started the showcase tonight with the video highlighting the really talented people that work behind the scenes to make all of these great games possible.
Yeah, glad you gave their names and recognition.
So standing here on stage, I'm representing a whole lot of amazing
yeah,
people at ZeniMax Online Studios that I go to work with every day. It's a great honor and privilege. So I go to work with them every day, but at night I go home, log into Elder Scrolls Online, and I get to play games with you guys, the best gaming community in online gaming. We are such big fans of what we do. We play the games just as, you know, we make them, and we play them just as much as you guys do. It's what we do. You know, so you might not know it, but we're right there alongside. I'm playing there with you. I'm running dungeons. I'm exploring Tamriel, questing, crafting, decorating my house, PvPing, stabbing. Yeah, that was me. And I'm
good
really
one,
humbled to say that the Elder Scrolls Online community just keeps getting bigger. We're over 11 million players now. And over a million of those came in just the last year alone. So last year was really great for us in a whole lot of ways. We were named MMO of the Year for the third straight year.
So what is he trying to, like, are you presenting something, or are you no, bragging?
A lot of great DLC, and just last week we released Somerset, the latest chapter in the Elder Scrolls Online. It's been you know, received with great critical acclaim. Everyone loves it. You get to travel to the island home of the High Elves for the first time in 20 years. It's great for new players. If in the off chance you aren't playing Elder Scrolls Online, this is a great chance to
jump in
and play.
Why are they talking so much?
And of course, all you veteran ESO fans
are trying to kill time.
But we're not done there. We make
EA
DLC
has a run
every
for its money, man.
For chapters, you know, content comes out so regularly for Elder Scrolls Online. We're already working on our great plans
these guys
for next
are clean.
Year. But before that, the next DLC coming out is a dungeon DLC named Wolf Hunter, based on werewolves. And later this year,
it's always funny when they say you guys have been asking, what forms do they check? Like, where are they getting the you guys?
So you guys have all been asking for a deeper maybe? Dive into Argonian lore and culture. You're going to see it later this year. So there's one theme that runs through all of the Elder Scrolls Online's content, and that is great storytelling. From the launch game to all the DLC and chapters, it's really, really what holds the game together. But it's not just the stories that we as developers create for you guys to experience. It's also the stories that you create together when you play this great virtual world. So I'm going to leave you tonight
I'm not
with
interested
a video
in
highlighting
this world,
just
so.
Some of the it's amazing real. Stories and memorable characters that you'll meet on your ESO journey. Thanks, everyone. See you in Tamriel.
And hopefully just in Tamriel, man.
I'm watching weird sacrifices. You saw that? What's he doing? I'm sure people that play the game, they know these characters already. So. You ever wonder when you see these big monsters, it's like, what are they doing when they're not killing? Like, do they sleep somewhere?
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're playing the card game. They just show.
They're playing the card game.
You and know, then, it's... interrupted. Yo, somebody broke in my house. Hold on.
Yeah, because you see them walk out from, like, a valley. Like, all right, so do you have a house somewhere? Well, where were you before this?
What's your occupation, man?
Exactly, and how come no one told me about you? I mean, you're huge. Someone must have seen you.
How do you pay for the rent, man?
You don't tell a dragon to pay for it. It's like, you live here now. That's cool.
Man, what? This game was released a long-ass time ago.
But this is new content, they said.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what he said. You guys asked for it. That's what I was saying. What forms are they checking? That people are asking for this fucking old ass game to bring back shit. And he said, well, you've been wanting this, so we're going to give it to you.
Okay.
You could ride a spider.
Yeah, you can ride a spider. All we need now is they stuck an injured WK in the game. It's perfect.
You can make a guy to look like him, right?
Yeah, but can he play all the instruments?
Nope. Yeah, there's like half-assing clap, like, yeah, I guess. All right.
Yeah.
Somerset.
So summer's coming, all right.
Summer's coming, yeah. What is this, man?
That's Doom.
Doom. This looks like Doom.
I know that drum beat anywhere.
Oh. My interest is increasing.
Yeah.
And the music. There we go. We're counting the others.
He's like,
yeah, there we go. Eternal. There you go. That's perfect. See, Doom Eternal. That's it.
Oh, I am very pleased.
Okay.
And that's all I need. Yeah, 15 seconds. That's all I needed.
Dude, yeah, this is a 2019
exclusive for Android. What?
I'm already stressed. Wait, what is it? I didn't even see it.
Of Doom Eternal. Fake news, man.
Fake news.
And I'm Hugo Martin, creative director on Doom Eternal.
Hugo? Who the hell do you think you are? Just say Hugo, man.
In 2016...
Who says Hugo? I always know it as Hugo.
I've been blown away.
Hugo is how you say it?
And excitement
Hugo is
for the game.
The gringo version of it.
Thank you.
Yo, it's a hip-hop gamer. He's in the background. He's spinning his belt. Passion.
Oh, I see him. I see him. Yo, how are you putting his belt, yo? Oh, Rich is behind. Rich is supposed to be like in front of him or behind him. That's what Gary said.
He's holding up his belt.
Did you see him, Chris?
Awesome new sequel to do. For the past 2 years, it's been so inspiring to hear you guys talk about what you'd like to see next. And I got to tell you, we're right there with you. Like, you want the Doom Slayer to feel even more powerful?
Is this for real Doom 2?
Yes.
Called Doom Eternal. Woo!
You want even more badass demons?
Doom, well, there are Shadow of the Doom.
As many in this game.
I want to see hell on stage.
You want to see hell on Earth? Well, we just teased it.
Battle Royale.
But what we're most excited about is to show you some of the things that.
So gameplay is at QuakeCon.
That's right, including a ton of features that we'll have to save for later because our team will be debuting Doom Eternal at QuakeCon this August.
Is that Rich?
Love for you to join us
like right behind him?
Dallas.
Where do you see all these people?
I don't know if it's right.
Yeah, hip-hop is sitting there, yeah.
But until then,
over Hugo's left shoulder.
Yeah, I think that is Rich.
Thanks, everyone.
I think that is
Rich. Yeah, Rich is like right, yeah.
Shout out to Rich.
Red hat.
Oh, maybe because I'm
trying with Quake and it doesn't work.
Quake. Yeah.
How's everybody feeling tonight? Pretty hype.
Yeah, bro.
Bring back to nail gun.
Like a little hype or like crazy
I'm like
right
totally
now,
hype, bro.
Let's go.
Hell out of here.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Joshua Boyle, community
and Nine Inch Nails
for Quake Champions. Thank you very much. Ever since the first Quake title was released in 1996,
oh, man. These
our
esports
games
dudes,
have been
man.
Shaped
why do they keep
by
bringing
you,
them here?
The players. Now, that proud tradition continues with Quake Champions, which has evolved with community in mind.
Hello, Overwatch.
And will always be the fastest and most fun multiplayer shooter, period. And that's not the only tradition that Quake's continuing. These days, we're hearing a lot of talk about esports, but Quake has been there from the very beginning. In fact, We started hosting competitions at QuakeCon over 20 years ago. It's here for QuakeCon. And this year, we'll expand on our
legacy. Does anybody care about Quake?
The original esports. Everything
from not unless they're redoing the first one.
Yeah, no, this is at QuakeCon, this is their version of Unreal Hack Tournament. Winter. So, and Unreal Tournament was amazing. So,
We've been doing this for a long time.
And they took
time.
All the people out of Unreal and put them in Gears.
To build with more competitions for more players than ever before.
You haven't been doing this a long time. You lie.
Did you reference?
You lie with your little beard.
But I got to tell you guys, you can't stop won't stop.
What's with the buttons? Somebody's
trying
to speak
for everyone.
This guy's
whether
talking, this little boy with the fake beard is talking like he's played Quake since 96. What the hell?
That's why we just added a bunch of new features.
Does he really have caution tape on his shoes?
For you to jump in and get good together.
Oh my god. This is a joke.
I'm starting to realize these these guys can't dress.
Want to welcome all of you into the arena.
No. I don't know who dressed them.
For this week only, we're opening up Quake Champions to everyone through a trial of our free-to-play version.
He's still talking
before it even launches.
Oh man.
Well, he's saying now if people sign in for it for the free weekend, they get to continue playing it for free.
This week. You can stay.
Wow, that could have been shown with 5 seconds of shooting on the screen. If you go, keep signing in.
I need to ask you guys a question. I erased the EA conference from my brain.
So
is this worse than that?
It's getting there.
It's getting there. This has shown almost an equal amount of tools so far. I counted three.
Oh, man.
We've only seen gameplay from one.
Don't miss your chance.
Maybe two games.
Rage
2 looked awesome.
Rage 2 and Skyrim. Didn't have Skyrim stuff show?
No, that was
Elder Scrolls. That's it. Elder Scrolls.
It's a game that is out already.
Check out
our
new trailer.
Oh, I thought they were showing the new stuff.
Oh,
what's this?
I'm excited, but still.
This is Quake.
This is still Quake Champions.
Quake. Okay. You know what it is? What makes Overwatch so special is that the characters look so different. They're so colorful and stuff. This is not that. You know, and that's the problem.
You got some
people like color. Look at Fortnite. That's people like color.
This is like grungy as hell.
Yeah.
What were there lizard people in Doom? There was like the Strog and stuff. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice design or whatever. Yes, you're not Overwatch, but you're trying to be. Get it.
Wow, Tracer.
See?
Oh, she's laughing with us.
She's got bubble gum.
What?
I mean, the game just looks so dated.
It does.
It doesn't look very good. There's a Strog there, but whatever.
It's like if I envisioned Quake 1 and 2 multiplayer in my head, and then that's what they just showed me. It was like,
this is basically a dirty Overwatch.
This looks like Quake 3 Arena HD. This doesn't look like a
right?
Yeah.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
It's free. Yeah, that's worth that much.
Somebody in the chat said it looks like something they made in 04. Prey.
Oh,
I've never tried this game yet.
It's. I tried it. I wasn't thrilled. I liked the first one, but this is nothing like
Tony
it.
Tony did not like this
game. Austin, Texas. It's been
it was such a derail from what they tried to do. Remember, you're like a bounty hunter and all that?
Thanks to our incredible
Support.
That looked cool.
Oh, you're in Austin, Texas? Well, I'll make sure to drive over to the office to tell you how much this conference sucks.
Tonight. The next time you fire up Prey, you're gonna see three new modes. Story mode, New Game Plus,
which was a big fan request,
and Survival mode, which should be an interesting
challenge. Who's firing up Prey, dude?
Hey, that's the new trend now. It's like, bring more content. Oh, something's growing behind them.
An infinitely replayable experience.
It's a new twist on Prey where the enemies, hazards, and loot are all different each time you play.
Bring more content.
Oh, you're ahead of me.
Like a year later.
Scary.
That's how you know Adam plays shooters too much. She's so perceptive.
That's it. I knew it was coming.
You're the first. Like, hey,
they had jabroni written all over them.
I'm like, dude, he uses guns a lot in this game. It looks like he's always with a fucking ranch. Like, every time I see clips of this game, it's never like a weapon.
You spin me right round, baby.
Baby, right round. Yeah, we're definitely gonna get copy strike of this shit.
Oh, because of the music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if there's no sound effects overlaying it, like with that session one, Eminem, you could clearly hear it, you know. So
yeah, we got a copyright strike for the Microsoft press conference.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We're keeping
what
it.
What song?
Like that. I don't know. I forgot. It was three things.
The
that
three.
We're giving a shit
the
for.
Three.
Let me refresh this.
I don't know. This game doesn't look fun to me. I don't know why.
Because it's not.
Get off the moon. That's something. Well, this is just DLC. So it's some separate little modes. Yeah. Well, hey, they're still supporting it. So whoever bought it.
I mean, I know they have to say that, but I'm like, who's still playing this?
Well, you know what it is? It's who can go back to play, because I think it's on sale for like $20 or under.
Yeah, you got to re-engage people, because like, I didn't buy this after Tone played it, and I don't see enough here to be like, ooh, I'm going to invest in this.
All right, before we begin, yes, Mom, I'm still alive. No, I'm not a mimic.
Hang on. Do you sit behind him with the belt?
The belt?
There. I just want to make sure nobody tries to smack you, because I saw Pete Hines with a wrench backstage a second ago.
Wait, where's... Oh, I see
you. Thank you, Ricardo. That's very sweet.
Yeah, that is definitely Richard behind him.
Like all arcade games, Prey is about playing your own way, and Mooncrash is no exception.
Oh, wait.
So you just saw a lot of cool stuff that's available tonight, but we're not done yet. We have one more surprise coming later this summer called Typhon Hunter.
Thought he was going to push.
So
it's a lethal game of hide and seek.
It's like Prop Wars.
One player goes head to head against
Prop
Hunter.
I mean, that's
who
weird.
Get to be mimics.
Yep.
And
Prop Hunter.
Just like in Prey, the mimic players can disguise themselves as everyday objects. So, you know, things like a chair, a coffee
Stop
mug,
with the cheese.
A space banana,
Stop with the
whatever
cheese.
Works. But definitely not a coworker, right, Susan?
Absolutely not. Probably not.
No.
Anyway, Typhon Hunter is a tense multiplayer mode that requires teamwork and improvisation and a very high tolerance for jump scares.
Before we go, I just want to say thanks on behalf of the whole team at Arkane Studios to all of our fans around the world who have played Prey and love it. We made this game for you, and we are constantly inspired by your creativity and enthusiasm.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Wolfenstein. I finished the 2, but I haven't gone back for that DLC. I have it. I haven't done the episodes.
Please welcome Jens Matthies and your
Gustav. I haven't even started Wolfenstein 2. I played the first one.
Yeah, same.
Hello, friends. I'm Jens Matthies, the creative director at Machine Games.
And I'm Jarkko Gustafsson, executive producer
at Machine
Games.
It was long.
Last year, millions of you took to the streets and sparked a revolution in Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. As BJ Blazkowicz, you rallied the American resistance. And you beat the living fuck out of those Nazis.
Damn. Edgy.
He's got to be careful what he says, because, you know, there's some people that are all for that.
We were honored to win Best Action Game at the Game
Awards
last December.
Didn't it come to Switch already?
You guys are way ahead of us.
I don't think so.
To Nintendo Switch on June 29th.
My feed is way behind this.
Let me see if I can refresh this. Everyone in the chat, I'm going to try to refresh this stream real quick.
And the Wolfenstein Revolution continues with our next project.
New DLC.
Young in Vault 76, our future begins.
I got an ad, I think.
Oh, and it's co-op. Nice. Oh, there's a guy wearing a Pip-Boy mask.
While you can play it solo, you can also join with a friend to save the world together.
And punch some Nazis?
The resistance is counting on
you. Get Nazis.
All right, I think we're good.
All right, Hollyboss, let's
I want to collect some Nazi scalps. Come on.
Wow, awesome. I just saw the guy in the Pip-Boy mask.
Listen, children. All right, Adam, since you're the one that's like way ahead of everyone, what are you seeing right now?
They're showing gameplay footage for the new DLC that's co-op.
What are you seeing?
Right now is a guy stuck in a room.
No, it's a chick.
Okay, so I'm seeing a sniper rifle.
Loaded. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Shoot the deer.
A sheep for whatever the thing is.
Soldiers walking.
Yep, same.
Yeah, okay, she was like from the second game.
Not about the pain you can deal.
I see someone boxing or training. Oh, there's a rifle. I'm way behind.
I've tried it. If you can try to get the Twitch is pretty good with that.
That might be, maybe that's the daughter.
No, the daughter is.
Yeah,
because she was having a baby.
Twin daughters. Yeah,
he had twins. So, because remember that was the whole thing. The wife is pregnant.
At Bethesda, we're proud of our history of innovation, and that includes breakthrough VR technology that we revealed at E3 2012. Since then, we've delivered some of the very best VR experiences in gaming, from Doom to Fallout 4 to Skyrim, and we're not done. Two of the franchises that we just heard about are going to also offer VR experiences.
Ooh.
So, when Prey's Typhon Hunter is released later this summer,
come on.
You'll be able to experience the competitive mode that Susan and Ricardo were just talking about in virtual reality. And it will also include a single-player experience that puts you in the boots of Transstar employees working to solve puzzles aboard the Talos 1 space station. I'm also excited to announce
really
a new Wolfenstein VR game. It's called...
Wolfenstein VR.
Take over Nazi robots and turn these war machines against
some weird mode or something.
I have the Doom VFR.
Never-ending quest to bring the message of fuck Nazis to every platform possible.
He said we're trying to bring the ability to kill Nazis in every platform possible.
Both the Prey and Wolfenstein VR experiences are playable this week at our booth at E3, so please stop by and give them a try. Now, we are really excited about everything that we've shown here tonight, but I know there are a lot of you who are really here or really wondering about Fallout 76.
All right, now Fallout 76.
Okay, give me the good shit.
Shit, if this is all crafting,
I'm pleased to tell
pass.
You that your wait is finally over. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the recipient of numerous lifetime achievement and Hall of Fame awards. He's the game director at a studio that has won a bevy of accolades and awards. And he's here tonight to tell us what he and his team have been taking so damn long to tell us all
about. Todd the synth.
Will you please welcome my very good friend, Mr. Todd Howard.
Like, there's not one Todd, there's like 17 of them.
Yeah. And he's a clone.
I said this a while back. There's no press conference Todd Howard won't show up to.
He's in every single one because he's a sim.
And he likes to wear pleather jackets.
We're all here.
How old is this dude?
Looking good.
What's up with these jackets, bro?
Oh, it's great to be back at
E3.
Thank you so
they were giving,
much.
They were giving them out at the hotel, so they don't figure right? they'd take them.
I want to thank all the fans
He's like, I got a little
tonight.
Fresh tonight, man. I got a little fresh.
He's like, hey, Todd.
What's up, bub?
And the millions of you watching online.
He's got matching shoes, so casual.
This right. is actually
it's like he didn't plan this out.
His jacket matches his hair.
And I have seen...
He's been in Bethesda for 25 years.
He looks like a creative
a
character.
I've seen a lot of cool things in that time. I got to say, tonight is definitely one of them. I got to go to the very first E3 right here in Los Angeles. I know.
Oh, wow,
so cute when they're little.
I'll give them this much,
they're
though.
Full of energy,
dude has an age.
Life.
No.
And then, remember when little E3 ran away
eats.
From home, went to Atlanta?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so a lot of you didn't come. I liked Atlanta.
I know. I'm just sure.
Or East Coast. And then E3 went through the.
He's still rambling. Just get the. Why do they do this? Why do they
remember,
do this? This is
a
new thing,
winner.
Though. Like, that's the thing that
and
I was
Justin
saying before
meeting,
about other shows,
like
especially
anybody?
Other podcasts.
Oh, I just see my homie.
Just ramble.
Literally walking between the halls and seeing nobody.
The cameraman is like, do you see
this
motherfucker?
This is how a zombie movie starts.
I'm still trying to find Tony.
And now E3 has grown up.
Maybe he didn't go.
It's more confident.
I mean, the two times I went, we never went to Bethesda's show.
Okay.
We just screwed it. So he might not have gone.
So there's a good party after this. So
goes Megatron. I see all my homies.
And I
don't
hope you're
see
comfortable, by the way. I'm going to be here for a while. And E3 has become
they gotta
such
be bored.
An incredible
I'm gonna text
week
right
of
now.
Entertainment. But we know...
I'm going to tell Rich we see
you.
You I see you, sucker.
I saw Rich, too.
Todd Howard!
Thank you.
There goes Megatron right there, the black dude with the glasses.
I think it's to see where we're putting Skyrim next.
Oh, shit. yeah, boy.
Well, I think we have the best one yet.
Please don't tell me it's on the phone.
Scrolls speak of the past.
The Switch.
I don't know if he's being serious or not.
Skyrim.
It's hard to tell.
Future, to its ultimate version.
On the calculator. Well,
Texas Instrument presents. Oh, no.
On the Ouya.
Alexa. Skyrim.
You're level 57 and see a tall snowy mountain.
You gotta be kidding me.
Climb it.
Oh,
now,
man.
Skyrim and life.
See, I don't know.
One.
A mud crab scuttles towards
first
you.
Roda.
I didn't catch that.
First Roda.
I didn't quite catch that. Your shout echoes all the way to Sovngarde.
What happened?
First Roda. That's the command for... knocking things over.
Is there a command for picking shit up?
Haven't reached that level yet.
I'm sworn to carry your burdens.
Ooh.
The dragon unleashes fire breath on you.
Man. You have oh, this is kind of cool breath. If you think about it.
Oh,
this is like playing D&D.
You are out of
wait,
emotions.
Is this legit or is this just...
I think this is legit. I like this.
It's like D&D.
Yeah.
Eat all the cheese.
You see?
Eat all of the cheese.
You play D&D hey, with what? A robot.
Yeah.
Remember what the doctor said about dairy.
Yes. Right. Yes. Of course. You're the greatest. Thank you so much. I ate all of the cheese.
Introducing Skyrim, very special edition.
Okay, this
also,
is a joke.
Coming soon to
sketch.
Sketch.
It's funny though.
And your Samsung smart refrigerator.
Oh, that's cool.
I think I'm still all for the Alexa, just because that's D&D.
I've never seen a video game more milk
had
than Skyrim.
To, had to do it. Had to do it.
They should come out with Skyrim milk.
Okay, really. We both know why you're here, and that's to talk about the next Fallout.
Well, it is a sense of humor, but you need
Fallout.
That.
Oh my god, we're
that.
Gonna see this.
Fallout 76 is a prequel to all the other games, and it's our biggest one yet. It is four
oh
times
my
the size.
God.
I want them to just redo one and two from Sierra, those, the top down.
Guys,
I never
let's pretend
those.
You didn't watch
West
the Microsoft
Virginia,
conference.
You are
bring those to Switch. I play those on
Untamed
Switch. Windows or 3DS? I'll play on my 3DS.
This better not be the same trailer, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, God, it's the same trailer!
Yeah.
Well, we knew it.
But this is taking a L. I'm tweeting right now.
Oh, it is the same trailer. God damn it.
Well, they have to, you know, assume that we didn't see and think how much Microsoft probably paid just to get that trailer on their show. So they're going to show gameplay after this. They have to. They have. This is a lead-in.
They showed gameplay after in the Microsoft one, too.
Did they? Yeah. So building stuff?
Well, they showed something.
Like walking around. And
walking around, yeah. They showed that, but I want to see actually, like, what's the point? Because I think the point is... After our
great nation began, you create we gather together build. It takes place right after the nuclear fallout. Yeah. And you just have to rebuild everything. And I guess the soil is still fine because you're growing stuff and the trees are alive.
So that if the bombs do come, our way of life will endure.
Here's something random but yet related. So, like I said, I was playing Rage. And in one of the rooms, I found a Pip-Boy. And I picked it up and now it's in my backpack.
Are you serious?
Nice. Yeah, it's very random. I don't know. I gotta look up online. Am I supposed to sell it or something? Because it's a Pip-Boy. Like a bobblehead one. Oh, what's this doing?
Wait. Figure out what I gotta do with it. A Pip-Boy or the what are those bobbleheads called?
That's the Pip.
The Pip-Boy is a watch shit.
Is that the Pip-Boy? I thought the Pip-Boy was the Pip-Boy. I'm thinking of the boy with the suit on.
No, that's the
what's he called? He's called Mr. Pip-Boy.
Is it Mr.
Pip-Boy? Yeah, you're both right. The thing on your wrist and the bobblehead, they're both Pip-Boy. But Adam's talking about the bobblehead, not just and walls, talking about just the wrist-mounted heads-up display. Yeah,
and ultimately,
I found out. Yeah, so it was a bobblehead one. I found out. I just was walking around exploring, and on a desk, I saw it in a corner. So, can I pick it up? Sure enough, I can. So I have it in my inventory. Don't know what to do with it.
In Vault 76, our future begins. EBay.
Fallout 76. Now show some real gameplay, please.
Vault 76,
one
of the very first vaults to open, was built to celebrate America's tercentenary, which is an awesome word, by the way. Like, that's your word of the night, tercentenary. You are one of the very special few selected to be an occupant and spend 25 years underground waiting for Reclamation Day, the day the vault opens.
I don't get it. Is the building of the vault?
Is this based off of the movie A Dog and Its Boy? Did you ever see that movie? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Even though you may have overindulged and overslept, but it's time to get up and get out there. We've been locked away long enough.
When they had the Pip-Boy, well, the one for the strap on for your phone.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was hyped. I was like, oh, I'll get that one. But I have a 6 Plus, and I heard that it doesn't fit it. It's only a standard
iPhone, like the smaller 5
inch. Yeah, a smaller one. So I was like, oh, pointless. But I do have the lunchbox from Fallout 3. I still have the lunchbox.
Can you take it to work?
No. I did once. Everybody wanted to touch it and play with this.
And what about the lunchbox?
That too, buddy. That too. But more importantly, you'll always be my
family. Goodbye. Aloha. What's the name of that robot?
Mr. Handy?
Is it Mr. Handy on Fallout 4? Cogsworth.
Yeah, Cogsworth. Yeah.
Because what was the rumors that it was like Rhine or something like that? PC game?
That screen is
badass.
We
always start with the world. And this time it features all new rendering, lighting,
and landscape technology.
Hope you fixed your engine.
It allows us to have 16 times the detail and even view distant weather systems across
the map. Well, the claim is this map is, what, 4 times the size of Fallout 4?
Yeah.
So.
Now, most people don't know West Virginia that well. It is an incredible array
of really
natural
wonders,
towns, and government secrets.
I'm done with, like,
the actual nuclear secrets
are.
Like, yeah, like, sent, like, mid East Coast.
The overseer sends you
shit,
on
man.
Will take you through
I want
six
Obsidian
distinct
to do one,
regions, each with their own style, risks, and rewards.
Yeah, we need a new Vegas remaster.
There's plenty of cool new Fallout creatures, and we even use the folklore of West Virginia to bring our Fallout versions to life.
That looks crazy.
Where's Bigfoot?
North Carolina.
Oh, that looks sick.
Those creatures look crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But no gameplay. See how they're staying away from that?
We have always wanted to tell that story of what it would be like for you
but what do
and
you
the other
do
characters
to tell us what
who
you
were
do
first to leave the vaults.
This
but there
it
is one big difference with this game.
Are real
it's
players.
That each of those characters is a real person.
Oh!
It's alright. MMO.
They already leaked this stuff, so.
I didn't know this.
Because, yes, Fallout 76 is entirely online.
Always online, just like Don Magic predicted. Let's go!
Okay.
He called it, and all these people were booing, but now they want always online.
So I'm going to go through
make up your mind, people.
Now, I'll hit a couple of the big ones. First, of course, you can play this solo.
Didn't I see?
All right.
I could have sworn.
I
guess I'll buy it.
Doing quests,
thanks.
Story and leveling up. We love those things about our games, too. It would not have it.
Are you guys hopping on?
Yep.
But
I'm
also,
definitely
it. Like many of you, we have always wanted to see
I don't know, yeah.
what
if this
all
crafting,
style
I'm not getting
games
this
could be.
Of course, there's crafting.
So many of us talk about experiences
we'll help you build it, Adam.
No
games,
but we've never experienced.
Then I need you to jump in my Fallout, my Fallout 4, because I'm still in that town and I can't build shit, and I've been stuck there ever since the game came out.
Perfect.
Once I got that time, I was like, build this up. I said, done.
Open world, survival. Every person and character is real. And it was an idea that we
just
the
trend now, right? You got Elder Scrolls
shape
Online, Fallout
we
Online.
We knew we had to do it and do it in a really big way. Now, I know you may have played survival modes in like some of our previous games or some other online games. And we, you know, people wonder, is this hardcore survival? I like to think of it maybe it's more softcore survival. Maybe that should be a new ESRB descriptor.
This dude is Rajah Ghul, man.
Never means the loss of progression or the loss of your character. Your character isn't tied to one server. As a matter of fact, you'll never even see a server when you play. You'll be in a world with dozens, not hundreds, and not thousands of other players. It's the apocalypse. It's not an amusement park, okay? And you'll be able to join your friends whenever you want, and all of your progression goes with you.
Fallout / Destiny. Cool.
When we think about games, we think about worlds and the choices that you can make, the stories that you create and tell yourself. By creating a wide open world with very few rules,
do they have
we have
bathrooms?
A game more than any
no,
game
man,
you've ever
you just go
done
in the power suit
where the choices are yours.
Guess so.
Where you'll decide what happens. You'll decide the
you just
heroes
pee in the
Nuka-Cola and you'll
can
decide the villains. Look, this is a
and then
whole
you sell
new
it
world.
That's five caps.
Our friends at Vault-Tec have made a series of informational videos for when all of us
will piss together.
Woo!
Just show some gameplay, please.
Adam, just wait. Wait till Brent hears about this, man. He'll be like, all right, we're all getting on, right?
As you venture out into this new American
forts.
Frontier, some of your fellow
blimp.
Survivors
oh,
may not
is.
Be neighborly.
In the face, in the face.
Yo, blue
musket. Bill Musket. Oh, bringing it back.
Dude,
how long
sport?
Was he in that
not
vault, when
they're
using a musket?
So hostile. Find them and brave the new world together. Whether you choose to explore the wasteland alone or with friends, your days will be filled with fun activities.
I don't see any crafting. I think this is it. If this is it, then I'm
bro,
sold.
This looks so sick.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is cool.
Look, they're playing instruments together. Like a way out.
Or Sea of Thieves.
This is all I ever wanted for Fallout, to play co-op with my friends.
Yeah.
This is like the Brotherhood, then. They can make the
no, this,
Brotherhood.
Oh, this is cool. I think, like, honestly, this is what Brent always kind of wanted when he was, like, showing us his, like, stuff. Like, if you could just walk around it. Yo, he could, that means he could come, like, your buddy can come in your world and help you, like, build
it's
it.
Like the Division.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jump in and jump out.
Jump, yeah. No, that's yeah. good. But is it your, like, hopefully it's your character, like, you make jump with your stats?
He's saying it right now.
You can play this game solo and
giant sloths, man?
But the easiest way to survive
uh-oh,
in the wasteland
build.
Is
fuck.
To team up and build together. And in this
uh-oh,
one,
the deal
you can
breaker.
Build wherever you want. And you
can we
also
do auto
build?
Like, can you have, like, pre-made stuff
want.
And then I just give
we're
in the caps?
Right here we go. Let's see right now.
After thermonuclear
we'll
war,
buy Adam
man's
some templates.
Yeah, may no longer stretch to the heavens. What separates man from beast? It is his desire.
When we play,
to
we'll just
build.
Have you not
get
do
started
it.
With camps.
We'll have Brett do it.
Construction and assembly mobile platform. Construct your home of
look at
the
this.
Future.
Built the walls and oh my.
With your home secure, you can now craft handmade ordnance.
So it's
kind of
like Ark Survival in a way.
To give your altercations that.
No, yeah, but it's gonna be like even easier than that. There's no way. People
it
get
falls
into that
on you
console.
And the ingenuity yeah. of your fellows to rebuild the America we hold dear. But don't become too attached too quickly. Monitor your environment for anything out of the ordinary.
We're gonna make Tony
the home
build.
Of tomorrow may undergo some
right?
challenges.
No, watch. We're gonna be building stuff. It's like, yo, I
after
made myself a,
crisis,
a little outhouse, got a little shack, and then fucking Brent is gonna have a rolling tank of a city.
We're
like, how did you do that?
Yo,
document.
You can take pictures.
Your memories will shape.
Look at that weird pose.
Oh, it's like a dragon or something. What the hell
what's
is
that?
That
sound? Oh dear. There goes the neighborhood.
Oh.
Just tell me you have templates. Just tell me you have templates, please. Templates.
Yeah, we love dynamic game systems. So we thought, why don't we put multiple nuclear missile sites on the map?
Battle Royale.
And then let all of you do whatever you want with them.
What?
Today's episode, Atomics for Peace. When you emerge from the comfort and safety of your vault, the world you know will have changed. Take your friendly old neighbor, Johnny. Rather than coming over to borrow a cup of sugar, he may now be coming over for murder. The time has come to seek out greater means of protection. Nuclear armaments. That's right. Courtesy of your Uncle Sam, these wonders of the atomic age can be found right in your own backyard. But how does a fella like you acquire nuclear weapons, you may ask? Begin by inquiring with the locals. Gently coax them into cooperation. Use a little elbow grease if you have to. In the likely event you don't acquire a full code on your own, do not give up. Search for others who might be harboring a grudge. You'll have that nuclear launch code in no time.
Oh, that frame rate.
With the power of the
yeah, that does look choppy, huh?
It's not new engine.
And consider your target carefully.
Attention.
This looks the same. Activated.
Damn.
Will your bomb land on a rival camp of degenerates? A random stranger? The local wildlife? Whatever your target may be, take advantage of the resulting fallout to gather rare and valuable resources.
So...
Yet these rewards don't come without risk. The fate of this new world is yours to command with the power of the atom.
I don't know.
Power of the atom.
We know you've played a lot of our games and a lot of online games, but this one really is unique. We have built a platform, 100% dedicated servers that will support this game now and for years to come. And look, we know this is new for all of you. It's new for us. It's a little bit scary. And to that end,
just buy it because we need funding.
Your help. Because yes, we are going to have a beta. And it is sponsored by our friends at Vault Tech.
But this,
as well.
This is worse than Dark Souls because, like, if you build up something, somebody nukes it, you lose.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, he said, don't get attached to anything
games
you build.
Are hard. They can have some issues.
Yeah, play offline.
I read on the internet that our games have had a few bugs. I did. I read it on the internet, so it's true. And that sometimes it doesn't just work. Anyway, we know together that we are going to build something really special. And we also know that all of you love our special editions. And we have an awesome.
I'm going to lie, Todd Howard's hair is on point.
For you.
It is.
I told you it was looking
good. Wait, what's this? What's this?
What's this?
Oh, what's that? What is that?
It comes with figures you can put on the map. And it also comes with a Fallout collectible that really I've always wanted, so we made them for everybody to buy, and here it is.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's a helmet with a light. Right.
Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Is someone running from the cops? What is going on?
What's
hey,
get back here. Diving.
Wait, what happened?
You don't hear that? It's like all this muffling and police sirens in the background. It's like someone's running from the cops.
Yeah, the cops, bro.
Ooh!
You get the helmet.
Wait, make sure it comes with the game.
What? It has voice modulation?
The Fallout 76 Power Armor Edition. So you're probably wondering, when is this game coming out?
Tomorrow.
We're excited to say
my birthday. Because of my birthday.
This year. Happy birthday, bro.
I know, bro. I'll be expecting it in the mail soon. No, I'm joking.
Thanks again for all your support.
Oh, it's the day before
Fallout.
My birthday.
It's been 10 years.
Damn.
Fallout 3,
it's
our very first
one. Oh, he changed it. It's
and
November
it's been an incredible
too.
Journey.
It's on October 27th.
We do have
I was like, wait, is that
Fallout anniversary that we are celebrating here at E3. It is the 3-year anniversary.
It's
of
coming
Fallout
to PS4.
Shelter, which we
I played it a lot more on my phone than on console.
Right here. At E3.
What did you play on your phone?
And we have
it came out first on the phone during this day, one of their events like this, and it says it's available now
to the PlayStation 4.
And then it was free on Xbox.
And because that guy said it.
Oh, all right. See, so I'll play it on
the Nintendo Switch.
But it better be free.
Oh, Fallout Shelter on the Switch, man.
You can play it with the Joy-Cons or touch controls.
There you go.
And yes, it's still free.
It needed to be free. There's no way you're going to start charging for it.
Damn, is it not on the Xbox?
Yeah, it's been on the Xbox forever.
It's been on there, okay.
And excited to say, these versions are coming out.
That was their partnership.
Is that now?
No. Coming soon to PS4 and Switch.
Again, thank you so much for your support
all
that we do. Coming here tonight, when we see how many of you our games have touched, it's incredibly special. Especially Fallout Shelter. That game has been played by
just feed
over
off, go download it now.
20 million
what are you still sitting here for?
Incredible.
Well, here it goes. It's like a little pop-up.
That is more people
pick up the collection
than every game that we have made.
How much is that collection going to cost?
I'm not even clicking. I'm not even clicking.
Incredible.
I'm a clicker.
It does kind of make you stop and realize that our games can have new lives on any type of device or system.
Was it like $180?
And you know, when we looked at the iPhone 11 years ago, we had a few ideas for mobile games. Fallout Shelter was one of them.
What?
Did have
that was
another one
it's not the collectors,
that was
though.
Far, far
another
more
another mobile
ambitious.
Game.
And we've
there
been
we go.
Doing it. And it's
no, not Skyrim.
In the other franchise that you love from us.
Elder Scrolls?
It is called The Elder Scrolls Blades.
A VR game?
No, mobile.
No, it's a mobile.
Oh, God.
Yep. Like Fallout Shelter,
they're going to keep going after it. Millions of people have the phones. Someone has to, you know, they have to go after that market.
You're right.
Here it is. Blades,
what, is it like Infinity Blade?
Is a pure
just, like,
Elder
slash
game.
Oh, yeah.
A massive first-person RPG with console-quality graphics, but with a uniquely mobile experience.
Yeah, we played Fruit Ninja.
Believe
we thought
me
we
when
played
I say
Elder
you have to see this on an iPhone 10. This gigantic screen does not do it justice. You can tap to move or use dual sticks.
It never works. I don't care. Tapping and stuff. Swipe. No. Doesn't.
And timings.
It doesn't even look good now. Watching this. Look at this. Nope.
Dual sticks? What?
He's bullshitting. There's no dual sticks. It's just touching.
It's just touching
the screen. Yeah.
Procedurally generated.
There you go. Slash this. There's your fruit.
See.
Yep. And it's not just melee. You have a range of abilities and spells you can use.
Nope.
And of course, you can create your own character and be who you want to be.
Improving it's always funny when they offer that ability
up,
for FPS games. It's like, why?
And the entire game can be played
but
in
why those?
Mode.
Yeah, I don't. Because for one hand.
That one was
are they ending the conference on this?
That you could play it however you wanted.
I don't hope not.
Man.
I don't know. I'm behind
you
guys.
You never know when you'll need a free hand.
It's one hand. That's why. It's
still so in the mobile game.
Yeah.
To hold your coffee. What do you?
Nope.
Degenerates.
That's a pass.
And it's not just dungeons. It's incredible outdoor areas. Yes, running
phones,
on a phone. It
phones
really
no joke now. They're powerful. I don't doubt
incredible.
It. It's the controls.
Yeah.
Offer the ability to have like a Bluetooth controller and maybe some people will play it, you know? What did we watch? We watched EA did that. Remember when they showed a girl playing some game and she had the little adapter for the controller?
This is probably playing Command & Conquer or whatever.
Yeah, it was, there you go.
Blit.
So say you offer Blit the ability to support a controller.
Of play. First, the Abyss. A roguelike experience where you can see how far you can go in an endless dungeon. In the arena, where you will do battle one-on-one against other players. And the main mode, the town. This is the hub for your story and quests. You are a member of the Blades.
I feel like they were forced by shareholders to make a mobile game, and they're like, fine.
Seems like it, right? This is like yet another conference we're watching, like, mobile stuff.
Blades also features a town-building mode. You'll decide what
I think the only one that sort of makes sense, I gotta say, is just the EA one. Only because that supports a controller and that is the real game. That's the full library. It's streaming the whole thing over. So if you need to go that route, that's the route to go as opposed to something like this.
Yo, they just showed fucking Todd Howard. All randomly.
This is an Elder Scrolls game that you can play however and wherever you want. And we are going to
Device and systems. Device PCs, and system we consoles.
Can. Phones, PCs, consoles.
And VR.
Also virtual reality on mobile all the way up to high-end VR on PCs.
So this really is a cool game. Is
all of those.
It's a new IP and it's a new game, but... It's so launching on phones first.
We'll go back to that portrait mode. We like to call meeting mode. Because if you're in a meeting on your playing a game, in portrait mode, no one knows.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to have your phone out in a meeting.
And so with Blades, you can be in a meeting playing Blades against someone at home in VR.
Are you trying to get people fired?
Blades is coming this fall
and it's free.
Hey, Nelson!
Yeah, back to
the... You just said it was free.
And you can pre-order it.
Why do I have to pre-order something that's free?
The Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Also, this week, go to PlayBlades.com.
How do you pre-order a free game?
For early sense. Access. If you're here,
well, I gotta reserve a spot to
Blades
download?
Is gonna be playable in our booth. So please come by and check it out.
No.
We really need to
please
see
end the show with Elder Scrolls.
My phone is not for gaming.
You know what that's for? You know what that's for? He can go back to the shareholders and go, look how many people started it.
Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you all again, all of our fans here, everybody watching online, for all of your support over the years. It is so exciting to show you all that we have coming out this year, and it is an honor and a blessing to represent all of the incredible people at Bethesda Game Studios. We have three offices now in Maryland, Montreal, and Austin. There's a lot of them here tonight. I want them to hear your appreciation for their work.
Well, they still have 10 minutes, so I don't think they're going to close the show with just...
Elder Scrolls, please, please. You think he's gonna announce?
Yeah.
Just the best team
Maybe skate.
Of people I could ever hope
for. No.
Amazing.
No.
We also thought we were together tonight, and it's so special. Maybe we do something a little different too. And tell you what we have coming beyond this year, in the future. We have also been working on a brand new next generation
brand new.
Single player game.
Uh-oh.
This one is in an all new epic franchise. Our first wholly original
new
franchise
IP.
In 25 years.
Blade Runner.
No, Starfield.
Oh, well, they said it's a new franchise.
We're excited to announce our next adventure.
What?
What is this, Robin?
I'm Batman.
This, the music makes it sound like it's in space.
And more wind.
It's Starfield.
Sounds kind of Star Wars.
Sounds kind of Star Wars.
It does.
Man, we got enough Star Wars shit coming out. We don't need more.
Well, I was right about the space stuff.
Tortured by the movies.
Whoa. Is this in game? This should look sick.
I just see something saying Starfield. I don't see any gameplay.
Oh, it is Starfield.
Yeah. It was leaked a long time ago.
Okay.
Like months ago.
Starfield is a game that we have spent years thinking about and working on. Something we feel uniquely positioned to pull off and that we're incredibly excited about. But we're also building toward the game after that. And it's the one we keep asking about.
Oh, damn.
And what's
here we go.
Oh my god, bro.
Is this gonna be Skyrim 2?
Yes, bro.
I get them all mixed up.
The music sounds like Skyrim.
Yes, it is!
Dude! Oh, damn. Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh, who called that one? Who said that on the pre-E3 show? Who said I shot the moon on that on my prediction?
Okay, actually,
I'm like Elder Scrolls 6,
really
baby. There it is.
I just want to thank you all for your time tonight.
There it is.
The time you've spent in our worlds. We'll see you out there.
And that's when you get your new engine.
Oh man.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I know. Right.
He didn't say anything about that.
Let's not get crazy here.
Yeah. Another round of applause, please.
Oh, wait, it's not over.
Oh, I thought it was over.
Another round of applause for Howard.
For him.
Yeah, he's done.
Todd killed
him. He's
it.
Like, these shoes are killing me.
We only get him up here, like, once every three E3.
No, that was good, though.
He brings the goods.
He gives good talk.
Thanks also to all of our studios and teams around the world who are so dedicated to giving our fans the very best games.
All right, Pete, how do you top that?
On any platform
I
of any kind,
Bethesda just won E3,
we've got something for you. And I hope you're as excited about what you've seen tonight as we are.
Well, they won EA.
Fallout
listen.
Game.
Yeah.
No, EA lost.
The game studios that you can play on your phone.
We can't call it winner yet. But EA has definitely got the
Doom
worst.
Eternal and so much more.
Rotation.
We're
so
really cool. Excited. Yeah. Now, remember, if you want to be one of the first to play Elder Scrolls Blades or join the Fallout 76 beta, you need to go to BethesdaNet and register. It's easy and it's free. For all of you here with us tonight, thank you so much for joining. The party is going to continue afterwards. For everyone else around the world, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone have a good night.
Okay.
All right, time for BethesdaNet to crash.
Ah, oh, man. All right. Time to get this thing. All right, so let's do a little quick roundtable to go over the Bethesda press conference. Adam, what did you think?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I'm not thrilled about the whole crafting thing, and there's a lot of positives in that game, you know, Fallout 76. But if I have to go through the process of building a house just to have it get demolished every time, that's going to get old real quick.
Yeah.
I would rather not have that option. Like if they say, hey, you don't have to build if you don't want to. We have these pre-made huts. You could just put this one up, then I'll just do that. But yeah, when he's like, yeah, don't get attached to it, then what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree because, so, you know, like, what? Watch, we're going to talk about this Thursday. Brett's going to be there. He's going to be like, oh, I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to build a castle. And I'm like, dude, and the next day it's going to get new.
Yeah,
it's
going to
piss you off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
point.
Unless you can build your own vault where that wouldn't happen, I don't see the point of the craft, all that crafting. Or take out the new thing.
Although I had a microtransaction where you put like insurance on the house.
That's a good idea.
So yeah, if you put insurance, so like the way GTA 5 has insurance on your cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you put insurance on it, then maybe that'll work. Because then it's like, all right, they destroyed it and put it back. But still, that's inevitable. Someone will come around. Some monster will come. They even said it. If random shit will happen, or hell, a fucking nuke. Somebody could just put a nuke and destroy your whole neighborhood, and then poof, everything's gone.
Yeah, unless one of the things you can craft is some anti-missile defense system or something, you know?
Yeah, Bethesda's down. Can't even get into it.
Yeah, see? I knew it. It's like, time for that to crash. Mm-hmm. I'll send everyone in at once.
I'd give it about, I don't know, 7.5. I'm just really, really, really excited for Fallout 76. I mean, I always wanted to play co-op with, you know, the buddies and...
Yeah, man.
Know, yeah. I'd say... No, I'm with Adam. As long as the crafting isn't required, I don't think it was too much. As long as it just keep it to a minimum, I just want to. Yeah, you could go with your boys and just like do shit in the world. That's fine.
That's awesome. Like, yeah. I mean, I love adventuring in that world and killing stuff and just being in that. Oh, that world is just amazing to me. It's so immersive, and be able to experience that with other guys is cool. And Adam, if you ever play with us, man, you just come in there and kill.
There's no dinosaurs.
We'll see. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the enemies look different. The Elder Scrolls announcement. Very excited about
all right,
that.
All right. Well, let's look at the window. When is this coming? Right. This was. Was it October or November?
November 14th.
What else is coming around that window that we know of?
Pokemon. Let's go Pikachu and Let's go Eevee.
Red Dead's in September.
Two weeks before. Yeah.
2 weeks before. Well, that's what I'm saying. That will 2 weeks before, people are still going to be playing Red Dead.
Red Dead, it's October?
We're going to be online on Red Dead. Damn.
Well, no, that's what was funny. When he showed the date, it said October 27th, and then it switched. October 27th is Red Dead. And then it switched to November 14th.
That's right. Yeah. October 26th they were trolling? Is Red Dead. Yeah, damn.
26, sorry. Yeah.
Were they trolling us?
I don't know, because Chris said it. He's like, "Oh, it's a day before my birthday or something like that."
No, it's me. It's my birthday.
No. Chris said.
Oh, the 13th.
No, because Chris, isn't your birthday in October?
Yeah. So when the original date said the October 27th, I'm like, "Oh, it's the day before my birthday," because like Red Dead comes out before my birthday. I'm like, "Wow, that's strange." And then the counter switched and said November 14th.
Yep. That's kind of maybe they were just trolling Rockstar. That's kind of weird, though, right?
That's your funeral. Everyone else is steering clear of Rockstar, man. If they just we'll put up Fallout against Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't know, dude. This February is gonna kill our pockets. I already posted. I'm eating noodles all month. This conference, I was satisfied. It kind of had some pacing issues.
Yep, it definitely did.
Definitely did that whole. They could have left that prey out. That could have been left for their own channel.
The problem is this conference ramped up. Like it was, what were we? 15, 20 minutes in before we saw something. We started with a concert, then guys talking. They couldn't get Rage 2 playing, and then they finally did. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man. It got better at the end, but like you can't do that. Like you have to start strong. Like they started very weak, and then it started ramping up.
Yeah. The pacing was awful, but Bethesda's giving us a Doom 2.
All right, well, Bethesda's down, but you know what? Ubisoft's not down, so we can sign up for this Division 2 beta.
So I'm gonna go sign up.
I'm putting that right now in the chat.
You put in the chat, so I can. What else? What did you guys think?
Dana, what did you think?
I thought it was good, except for the parts where it was like just dead with silence and weird rock band.
I think the prompt went down because they kept looking at it like, what happened? What's going on? They look confused, so he didn't.
About your own game that you need a prompt? That's pretty sad. But other than that, I look forward to the Fallout 76 game. That looks really good. And, what else? We got to see the last game. I just can't remember. I'm drawing a blank now. The very last.
Starfield.
Before the mobile mess. The Star. What was it?
Starfield.
Yeah, that looked interesting. So, those two definitely. I'm excited for.
Okay. Brian, what did you think? Or is Brian even...
Yep, I'm still here. I'm just digesting. I thought it was all right. It showed exactly what I thought they would show, given it's Bethesda.
Yeah.
I would like some more info on Evil Within 2, as I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, it's Bethesda. Still better than Excel.
You're right. They didn't say anything about Evil Within 2.
Nope. What about you, Chris?
I thought the show started weak. It got better, but like the Rock Band stuff, you know, and then it dipped. It's like, oh, we'll talk about Rage. Now we're gonna talk about a strategy card game. No one cares. Okay, now we're gonna talk. Now we're gonna show a trailer for Doom Eternal. Okay, got a boner again. Oh no, that's gone. Now we're back to this. And then, you know, so their pacing is still off, and you know, no details about Doom and the other stuff because they were saving for QuakeCon. Okay, great. So I gotta wait till August. Don't care about Blades. It's mobile bullshit. And Starfield, they didn't show enough of it for me to be interested. I'm like, okay, I see space stuff, and it's like you said, Star Wars like music, and then a logo. All right,
yep.
So that doesn't tell me jack. And then Elder Scrolls 6, okay, so I had a feeling like I'm like, they're gonna announce that shit, they're gonna, so they did. But overall, like, at least they had some titles to show, and at least they gave us more info on Fallout 76. I do like the co-op stuff. So that was strong. Rage 2 looks good. I have never been interested in Rage. Now I'm interested. So that was good. So yeah, overall, I'd say it was a decent show. It was, you know, with some surprises.
Yeah, definitely. For me, everything everyone said, the main thing for me, the thing that kind of harked on me the most is, like what Kristen said, this could have been consolidated into like 30 minutes. Like this whole show. Like a lot of it was stretched out, the whole band stuff, the dudes talking, like begging for claps and everything, for an applause, and I'm like, oh man, why do we need this? So yeah, they did have a little surprises. The only bad thing is the surprises, I mean the surprises, the main ones were the Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6, but we didn't really see much of it or hardly anything of it, so I can't give them too much credit other than the fact that they announced it. So, yeah, if I were to give them a grade, I'd probably give them like a 6 or something. Nothing. It wasn't terrible. It redeemed itself more towards the Todd Howard section compared to EA. But this wasn't a Microsoft conference. Microsoft knocked it off the park. Bethesda just kind of gutted its way through the whole thing. So yeah, I don't really have any other thoughts. Anybody have any other thoughts on the conference?
Did I hear correctly that Starfield is Bethesda's first IP in 25 years?
New
first,
IP.
First new IP. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah. Hey man, they got to start somewhere.
25, good lord.
Well, see, they have these franchises where they can just create little bottles of milk. They can make cell phone games, they can make board games, they can make, you know, VR games. It just goes on and on because the worlds are so immersive. They can just, you know, do anything. But very interesting. I was happy with it.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that's going to be it for us. I'm about to show the schedule. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we are going to have the Ubisoft E3 showcase at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Mountain time, 3 Central, 4 Eastern. And after that is going to be the big one, the PlayStation E3 media briefing.
PlayStation.
At 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain time, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure to subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud and iTunes and YouTube. Make sure to follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook @Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. So I was your host, Carlos Romero, and I was joined by Mr. Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody, and let's just hope for the best for the rest of the shows for E3. Yeah.
All day digital.
It was a good show. Everybody enjoy your E3 and your weekend. Catch you guys tomorrow.
Dana Abercrombie.
Yay, it was great talking to you guys, and it was a good show, aside from Andrew WK.
Mr. Brian Manjoma.
It was too long for what it was, but it was better than EA, so yeah, well done.
And Chris Seeley.
There you go, guys. Full up, baby. Co-op.
Later, people.